So this is the day we've all been waiting for, the wonderful festival of Sri Krishna Janmashtami. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamaya Dadati Svabarandiyam Aridanastra Nandantai Ridamya Che Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padambujo Dhrithisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanja Kalpatrubhyastha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah. So somehow on this most auspicious holy day, they've asked one very fallen soul like myself to speak something. So we'll try to speak something in glorification of Sri Krishna. So if you ask any Brijbasi, well, let's start the other way. If you ask any Mathuravasi where Krishna was born, they will always say Mathura. But if you ask any Brijbasi, they will always say Vrindavan, specifically Gokul. And in fact, in the fifth chapter of the 10th canto, in the first verse in the purport, Prabhupada explains that Srila Viswanath Chakravarti and Srila Jiva Goswami have proved, citing various scriptures, that Krishna was actually born as the son of Madhya Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj. So we'll hear something about that. I also investigated some interesting details, because we were just hearing about Maharaj Ugrasen. And he was a great, pious king. So how is it possible that he got such a cruel demon, Kamsa, as his son? But in the Puranas we find the story that one time Kamsa's wife, she went to visit her father. I believe he lived in Bidarbha. So while she was there in the palace, there was a beautiful garden. She was strolling in the garden. And there was a yaksha, whatever that is, some sort of being, called Dramila. Also, I've seen it other places, Gobila. Anyway, as soon as he saw the beauty of Kamsa's wife, Ugrasen's wife, excuse me, he became totally enamored. And since he was a very powerful being, he changed his form to be just like Ugrasen. And he began strolling from the other end of the garden. So Ugrasen's wife, she is very happy. Oh, my husband has come. Beautiful garden, nice sunshine is there, birds are chirping, breezes are blowing. So then she began to get intimate with her husband, and she realized this is not her husband. But it was too late. She was already impregnated by this Rakshas. So he's not actually the son of Ugrasen. In fact, his wife tried to destroy the garb in so many ways. Finally, the child in the womb said, "I am a great demon, Kalanemi. You cannot kill me no matter what you do. I've come to get even with Lord Vishnu for killing me." So in this way, he's not actually the real son of Ugrasen. Kansa is the son of this Rakshas named Dramila. And I was always wondering who this Kalinemi is. Somehow we never seem to run across this name much. But somewhere in the eighth canto it describes, we remember when the gods and the demons decided to churn the ocean of milk, and then the nectar came out, and somehow Vishnu was very tricky in his form as Mohini. He cheated the demons out of the nectar and gave it to the demigods. So then there was a big battle. So in that battle, many, many powerful demons came, and one of those powerful demons was Kalanemi. He was riding on a lion. And the demons, they called all these powerful demons like Kalanemi, etc., and they began to use their mystic powers and created so many illusions that the demigods were losing the battle. So they all cried out to help to Lord Vishnu. Because the demigods, when they're in real trouble, then they call out to Vishnu. So Lord Vishnu appeared riding on Garuda. You can imagine this wonderful Lord appearing, riding on the mounted on the back of Garuda, this wonderful eagle. So he attacked Kalanemi, and Kalanemi, riding on his lion, he took his spear and he hurled it with great force at Garuda. And Krishna caught that spear, turned around, and killed him and his lion carrier. So this was Kalanemi. So he later became Kans. Many thousands of years ago, there was a great king named Devamida. And Devamida, as was possible for Kshatriyas, they sometimes have many wives, he had two wives. One was a Kshatriya, which is natural, and one was a Vaishya, which is also brilliant. We can marry down, we can't marry up. From the Kshatriya wife, he got a son named Surasen. And Surasen's son was Vasudev. And actually, the Rishabhasis explained his kingdom was not far from Mathura. There's a place called Bateshwar. I've never been there. Indradyumna Maharaj took his party there, so he's been there before me. Sometime I have to go. So anyway, Vasudev was the son of Surasen. From the Vaishya wife, then he got a son named Parjanya Maharaj. Parjanya Maharaj means cloud. So, Jiva Goswami explains in Gopal Champo, since Parjanya Maharaj was the son of the Vaishya wife, that he became the king of the cowherds. And first he made his kingdom in Nandagram, and then later, due to disturbance from the demons, he settled in Gokul. And he was just like a cloud. The clouds are evaporating water from the earth, they store it in the clouds, and then they rain it back down to benefit all the living beings on the earth. So Parjanya Maharaj, he was like that. He was collecting taxes from his citizens, but he rained it back down in so many welfare activities for the benefit of his citizens. And Parjanya Maharaj, he had five sons, Upananda, Abhinanda, and Nanda, Sunanda, and Nandan. And we see Nanda Maharaj, he's the middle son. So gradually, when Parjanya Maharaj became very old, then he turned the kingdom over to his eldest son. That was the general parampara. The oldest son would become the next king. So Upananda became the king. But shortly after becoming the king, he called a meeting of all the cowherd people. And he began to describe the glories of Nanda Maharaj. In fact, it appeared that he has five mouths as he described Nanda Maharaj's glories. Nandanaraj became embarrassed hearing his glorification. He put his head down. And Upananda made a proposal that actually Nanda Maharaj, he's more qualified than me, and I'm Upananda. You know, just like our president we call Ajax, the vice president we call Upajax. So I'm Upananda, I'm the follower of Nanda. So actually Nanda Maharaj should become our king. Now we never see this. We always hear the stories of the palace intrigue, you know. The elder son's going to become the king, so the younger sons are making some conspiracy, how to get rid of him. He knows they're making a conspiracy, he's making a conspiracy, how to get rid of them, you know. But that the older son is suggesting, making a proposal that the younger son become the king. We never hear such a thing. But this is Braj. Braj is a magic place. And so all the Kauravan people, they unanimously passed this resolution. And all the citizens of Braj were very, very happy. Our GBC, if they could pass a resolution and everybody was happy with it, they'd also be very happy. But this is Braj. Magic things like this can happen in Braj. So Nanda Maharaj became the king of the Kauravas. In a nearby village, there was a very pious gop named Sumukha. And he had a very, very beautiful daughter named Yashoda. Just see the names of the original Brijvasis. Yashoda, who gives Yash. Yash means fame. Kirtida, we know Radharani's mother's name. Kirtida, who gives glory. Brisabhanu's mother is Sukuda, who gives happiness. All the original Brijvasis are all givers. Ab yev sab deni wale chale gaye, only lene wale reh gaye. All these givers have gone away, only takers are left. So, seeing the matching qualities between Yashoda and Nanda, they arranged the wedding with great pomp and ceremony. Nanda Maharaj was married with Yashoda. And under the reign of Nanda and Yashoda, all the Brijvasis were very happy. They had no problem whatsoever. They were very happy. Only one problem was there. Only one problem was beating on the hearts of all of the Brijvasis. Nanda and Yashoda had no child. Many years went by. If we read in Radhakrishna Ganadesha Deepika, it describes Nanda Baba's beard is salt and pepper. Just like all my pepper's gone now. So we can understand, he was a young guy. Even Yashoda has some little gray hairs. So no child was coming. His citizens, they would suggest, you worship this Devi Devata, you do this yagya, you follow this vrat. Nanda Maharaj, he only had faith in his Shalagar Maharaj. If Lord Vishnu desires, I'll get son. If he doesn't, I won't get son. But to keep his citizens happy, he would follow their vrats. He would worship their Devi Devatas. He would perform their yagyas. But still no child came. Then one day, very strange lady appeared in Gokul. She had a long white braid. She was dressed in saffron like a sadvi. She had two children with her. And all the Brijvasis, they very much respect sadhus and sadvis. I talked to many sadhus. In Braj, you can go anywhere and just, you know, Radhisha Madhukari, Radhisha Madhukari. You'll get roti and, oh, such sweet rice. Braj sweet rice is unparalleled, you know. Sometimes we go to life members' house, they make sweet rice. It's like, you know, some rice is swimming in the milk or something. But the Brijvasi sweet rice, so thick you don't even need a bowl, you know, just put it on the plate. You get all these things. They said, no, no other place like Braj. You can't do like that anywhere. So they all came to Mother, to that strange lady. They bowed down and said, who are you? From where have you come? And what is your desire? And she said, my name is Purnamasi. And I'm the mother of, I'm from Avantipur, Ujjain, and I'm the mother of Sandipani Muni. And these are my two grandchildren, Nandimukhi and Madhumanga. And I'm very expert in Jyotish. You know Jyotish? Jyoti means light. Those people who study the lights from the stars and moon and sun. Astrologers. And I have calculated that very soon Nanda and Yasoda will get a son. What did she say? Nanda and Yasoda will get a son. So I want to see that event. So if you make a little grass hut for me to stay here on the bank of the Jamuna, I wish to watch, I wish to observe that event. So they made a little parankuti for Purnamasi and Nandimukhi and Madhumangal. And she began to stay in Gokul. One day when Nanda and Yasoda were alone, she came there and she said, actually, if you want to get a son, then you will have to follow the Ekadasi Vrat for one full year. If it's a contaminated Ekadasi you follow on the Mahadwadasi like that, she said, you be very carefully follow. Because the Brijbasis are simple cowherd folks. They don't necessarily follow Ekadasi. Just like if you go on the Brajmandal Prakrama with Lokanath Swami Maharaj, an Ekadasi, you see Brijbasis, they're making their rotis. So now we're going to see the power of Ekadasi. If you're not following till now, this is a wonderful auspicious day. You're in front of the most auspicious deities, Gornitai, Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar, with so many wonderful Vaishnavas. You make a vow that I will follow. You learn from the older devotees here. Not that you have to completely fast, but no beans or grains. Prabhupada made it very simple for us. But you make vow that I will follow Ekadasi, because you're going to see the power of Ekadasi. So Nanda and Yasoda, very carefully, they followed all the Ekadasis for one full year. Then one day, or actually it was one night, it was in the month of Magh. Just like now we're in the month of Bhadra, second month of the rainy season, and it's very hot. But Magh means you can't imagine. It gets so cold. You're thinking, I know people that came to Braj, it's just hot, hot, and hottest. But actually, there's a cold season also. So in the month of Magh, it was actually Magh Purnima. And Nanda Maharaj was sleeping on his bed with his nice quilt, nice warm quilt. And Yasoda, she was sleeping on her bed with her nice warm rajai. Suddenly, Nanda Baba got a dream. In that dream, he saw a beautiful blackish boy, just like a blue lotus flower, with curly black hair, beautiful lotus petal eyes. And that boy appeared within his heart. And as Nanda Maharaj watched in the dream, that boy went across the room and established himself in the heart of Mother Yasoda. As soon as he established himself in the heart of Mother Yasoda, Nanda Maharaj's dream broke. He sat up. His whole body was shivering with goosebumps. His hairs were standing on end. Tears were flowing from his eyes. He looked. Mother Yasoda had also woken up, and she was sitting on her bed. Her hairs were standing on end. She was shivering. They looked at each other, and they wanted to speak, but they're so excited. They can't speak. Nanda Baba said, and Mother Yasoda said, you, and Nanda Baba said, you, and Mother Yasoda said, They couldn't speak, but they both understand. They had the very same dream simultaneously at the very same time. And from that day, Mother Yasoda began to manifest all the symptoms of being with child. And all the old ladies of the village, they understood. In America, we say, you can fool some of the people all of the time. All of the people some of the time, but you can't fool mom. All the old mothers, they knew, Mother Yasoda's got child. The news spread through the village like garam jalebis. Everyone became so excited. Yasoda's going to get child. They couldn't wait. Finally, Yasoda, she became very big and pregnant. That reminds me of pastime. One time Prabhupada was in Hawaii, and after the Srimad Bhagavatam class, he came outside, and two of his lady disciples were sitting there, very big and pregnant. And just like the grandfather smiles on the granddaughter, Prabhupada smiled. And he said, a tree is most beautiful when it is full with fruit. And a woman is most beautiful when she's full with child. And somebody said, Prabhupada, when is a disciple most beautiful? And Prabhupada got very grave. He said, you do not know it. Everyone froze. Prabhupada paused. Then he said, when he follows the order of his spiritual master, then the disciple is most beautiful. He said it, and he repeated, a tree is most beautiful when it is full with fruit, and a woman is most beautiful when she's full with child. So in our old Vedic system, there used to be a separate house in the compound, or a separate room within the house, called Prasutigar, the maternity room, where the ladies, when they're pregnant, very pregnant, then they go to stay there. So Mother Yasoda, she began to stay in the Prasutigar, and there was one nurse. Because in the old days, we never went to the doctor for this thing. Just like my daughter, she was also born at home, and she's very happy and healthy. She has her own daughter now. And that naturopathic doctor who delivered her, he's one of these guys with a squeaky voice, you know. And he had those eyes, you never knew which eye to talk to, you know. And he said, I delivered 500 babies in my life, 500 babies. Only one time we went to the hospital. One time, 500 babies. It's a disease? Is it some sort of disease? No, it's the most natural thing going on all day, all over the world. What do you got to go to the hospital for? It's just money-making business. So one, there always in the village there was a lady who knew how to do everything. And I read this midwifery is becoming very prominent again. It's rising in popularity. So that nurse, she began to stay with Mother Yasoda. One day, it was the eighth day of the bright half of the month of Bhadra. Dark half of the month of Bhadra. Krishnastami day. That nurse, she went out to do some errands. And while she was out, she felt a little tired. She said, I think I'll take a snap. You know, a snap, something between a sleep and a nap is called a snap. And she lay down and she fell fast asleep. Meanwhile, Mother Yasoda was waiting for the nurse to come. But no nurse came. It became late at night. She tried to sleep. Somehow she can't sleep. It's a very restless night. This side, that side, this side, back side. She can't sleep. Suddenly at the midnight, She realized child is coming. And she's never had child before in her life, and she's all alone. I lived here for 40 years in India. I see all the girls, they go home to their mother's house where they're going to have babies. Because they never had baby, but mother had so many babies, she knows what to do. They go to their mother's house, isn't it? But she's all alone. No nurses there, nobody's there. Her heart was beating, bing, 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 bing. Somehow or other at the midnight, just like Panjagoda nicely described, you know, everything was peaceful, the kettle drums were beating. Then suddenly, from her womb came this beautiful baby girl. And from her heart came a beautiful blackish boy. Jiva Goswami describes in Gopal Champu, also in Nandabrindavan Champu, or Kavi Karnapur describes, Mother Yasoda gave birth to twins. But she just went through the trauma of childbirth all by herself. It's late at night, midnight. She fell asleep. She had no idea what happened. Meanwhile, as we heard, Vasudev, midnight, that beautiful forearm child, just like we heard, he had his golden helmet and golden jewelry and Kostuba money and so many things. Beautiful Pitambar Dhoti. Children don't born like that. He appeared outside the womb like this. Then they prayed, you hide this form, otherwise he wanted to assure his parents and actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said, now you take me to Gokul and exchange me with the daughter of Mother Yasoda. So then somehow or other, all the chains and doors of the palace automatically open. One time, Brother Govinda Maharaj was very merciful. He gave English class for us on Janmashtami. So he's talking about the doors automatically opening. If we know Radha Govinda previously, he would just go in Bihar, sit behind some river with, you know, four poles of bamboo and a little kapra, a little bit of cloth over his head and speak about Bhagavatam. Somebody decided this guy should go to America and speak. So he'd never been in an airplane, he'd never been to America. He got out of the plane, he saw the door slide shut in front of him. He had his bags and the door slided shut. He didn't see any button, he didn't see any way it was supposed to open. He just stood there, you know, looking, and then somebody walked in front of the door's automatically open, then he ran outside. So this automatic doors, this is not a new thing, you think it's a new thing, this is from 5,000 years. Automatically all the doors in Kamsa's palace opened. And we heard how Anantashesh appeared, but this is second month of rainy season, Jamuna was full. As Vasudeva entered the water, he was raising that. He had a, actually we say basket because we don't have, you know, for transcendental technology, for modern technology, this is a very nice language, but for modern technology, it was a serpi. A serpi is a very simple thing that's kept around the farmhouse. It's a little wicker basket like this, shaped like this, and you put the grain and you throw the grain up in the air and the wind blows away all the chaff. Very simple thing. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He should go on a golden chariot. He came in a little serpi, carried by Vasudeva. And Vasudeva raised it higher and higher and higher. Jamuna was getting higher and higher. It's rainy season. He began to scream, koi lo, koi lo, koi mida lalali lo, koi lo, koi lo. Ghat became known as koi lagat. Used to be a dirty, neglected place, but Braj Foundation has fixed it up. Beautiful dioramas, beautiful ghats, everything very beautiful there. So I began koi lagat. He said, somebody take my child. Then Krishna put his foot outside and touched Jamuna, and she came down ankle deep. She wasn't rising from flood waters. She was rising with desire to touch the lotus feet of Krishna. Then he passed over to Gokul. And everyone was sound asleep. He came into the palace. And in the dark he couldn't see, but actually when he put that child, Vasudeva, that Vasudeva merged into the Brijananandan Shyam Sundar, who was already there. Prabhupada describes in Krishna book that when Krishna takes his incarnation, all the expansions and avatars merge within him. So Vasudev, he merged into the body of Brijendra Nandan Shamsundar, and Vasudev took that girl back to Mathura. Anyway, back to Braj. So, in the morning, all the birds began to make their sounds, and the peacocks began to cry. Suddenly, the nurse woke up. She saw it's daytime. It's already morning. She slept the whole, left Mother Yasoda alone. She ran to the Prasutigar. She opened the door. She came inside. She saw lying by the side of Mother Yasoda this beautiful blackish boy like a monsoon cloud with curly black hair, beautiful lotus petal eyes, and tiny little fingers and toes, beautiful lines in his hands. In fact, one of his fingers is caught in the curls of his hair, and he can't get it out. So that nurse, she just squealed with delight, and Mother Yasoda woke up. She saw that child lying next to her bed. She just grabbed him to her breast. Oh, he's so soft like butter, and so beautiful bluish color like black musk, and beautiful lotus petal eyes, beautiful curly hair, beautiful fingers and toes. She was just so enchanted with that child. Then that nurse, she ran to the Goshala where Nanda Maharaj and all the cowherd men were milking the cows. As soon as he got there, all the cowherd men and Nanda Maharaj, they saw the nurse. They all stood up. And she opened her mouth to make an announcement, but she's so ecstatic, she can't talk. No sound came out. The cowherd men said, Yasoda had child? A son? Nanda Maharaj almost fainted. He almost fainted. Then he became very worried. Oh no, we have to decorate the cows to give charity to the Brahmins. We have to arrange a feast. We have to do this. And as all the other cowherd men, Upananda said, look, you go see your child. We'll take care of everything. Why are we here? In our old Vedic system, all the brothers and their wives all lived together and they helped one another and assisted one. You go see your child. We'll take everything. Care of everything. Why are we here for? So Nanda Maharaj, he wasn't even walking. He was swimming in the ocean of transcendental bliss. He finally got to the Prasutigar. He came inside, but Mother Rohini has got there first, and she has a curtain like this. And she has her hand like this. Just like if you go to Gokul, you see they have a temple there. As soon as you come, oh, this guy's from Bombay. He's got a lot of money. They close the curtain. You give some donation, we'll open the darshan. So this has been going on since 5,000 years. Nanda Maharaj, he took the golden necklace from his neck. And he placed it on Rohini's neck. And she pulled aside that curtain. Nanda Maharaj, he saw this beautiful child, just like a blue lotus flower, beautiful lotus petal eyes, curly black hair, tiny little hands and feet, so delicate, so soft. In fact, his fingers still stuck in his curl, he can't get it out. And Nanda Maharaj, he broke open his treasure house and began to give charity. And Nanda Maharaj, he gave so much charity, that those that were receiving were feeling were not worthy to receive so much charity. Did we ever get an experience like that? Jamashtami comes. We go to our best donor. We know we're going to get a nice donation. He gives us an envelope all sealed. You know, Swamiji, take this. We go back to our office. We open it up and we look. This looks like one or two zeros are missing here. Like that we got experience. But this is Braj. Magic things can happen in Braj. Nanda Maharaj, he gave so much charity. He gave so much charity, just like even the donor, he's also feeling trouble. Oh, it's Jamashtami, I should give a nice donation. But the tax people raided me last week. That balloon payment is due in 1 month. What can I do? But Nanda Maharaj, with open arms, he gave charity. In great joy, he gave charity. So much that the people who receive it think, oh, we're not worthy to receive so much charity. And then, we'll tell one thing. Is now, what chapter we're in? 10th canto, like 46 or 47, something like that. Anyway, another 40 chapters, we'll get to chapter 86, where it describes how Devaki, she said, look, for your teacher, you brought back his dead sons. What about my six sons? I'm your mother. What about me, you know? Because in the... it describes how then Krishna brought the six... Sadgarb, that was the word you wanted. Sadgarb. The six garbs, pregnancies. That as soon as they appeared, milk began to flow from Devaki's breast, and the six sons, they drank that milk and achieved liberation. Because that milk was the verse says it was the prasad of Lord Krishna. So Sanatana Goswami says, how was it prasad? Because actually, tiny little detail that I also forgot. Because Devaki was singing that now Nanda Baba Vasudev is going to take the baby across the river a long way to Gokul. So that he shouldn't feel any disturbance, she fed him milk from her breast. She suckled him before he went to. So that milk was the prasad of Vishnu, Vishnu prasad. So all those sons drank that milk and immediately became liberated. Anyway, Nanda Maharaj was just in ecstasy. And all the Brishbazis came running. And seeing the beautiful child, they were also in ecstasy. And they began to sing and dance. Nandagara, Nandabayo Jai Kaniya Lalaki. Gar means home. Nandakeya Nandabayo. Nandagara, Nandabayo. Oh, bayo means brothers. And it's in vocative tense, I guess. They're calling, oh brothers, so bayo, oh brothers, now there's bliss in Nanda Maharaj's house. His Kaniya Lal has been born. Nandagara, Nanda bayo, Jai Kaniya Lal ki. Nandagara, Nanda bayo, Jai Kaniya Lal ki. Nandagara, Nanda bayo, Jai Kaniya Lal ki. 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 Nanda gara nanda bayo jai kaniya lal ki. Oh nanda gara nanda bayo jai kaniya lal ki. Hati dini goradini ordini palki. Hati dini goradini ordini palki. Nanda Maharaj is in bliss. He's giving charity. He gave hati, you know, like Hastinapur. Hati means elephant. He gave elephant. and Gora, horses. And when he ran out of horses and elephants, then he gave Palakin, Palki. Hati dini gora dini or dini palki. Hati dini gora dini or dini palki. Hati dini gora dini or dini palki. Nanda gara nanda bhaya jai kaniya lala. Gave horse and elephant, and to the Buddhin, the old people, he gave palki. Jwanin go hati go de Buddhin go palki. Jwanin go hati go de Buddhin go palki. Inanda gara nanda bayo jai kaniya lagi. Jai Kaniya Lal Ki, 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 Nanda gara nanda bayo jai kaniya lal ki. Hati dini gora dini or dini palki. Hati dini gora dini or dini palki. Oh nanda gara nanda bayo jai kaniya lal ki. Oh, nanda gara nanda bayo jai kaniya lal ki. Jai kaniya lal ki, jai kaniya lal ki. Oh, jai kaniya lal ki, jai kaniya lal ki. Nanda gara nanda bayo jai kaniya lal ki. Jawanin go hati go de budin go balgi. Jawanin go hati go de budin go balgi. Oh, namagara, namagara, daikari, namagara. Oh, namagara. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Kaniya Lala Ki. Oh, Nanda Ke Lala Ki. Bolo Janmashtami Maha Mahotsav Ki. Jai Jai Sri. Radhe. Hare Krishna.